Good morning. Hello. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today. I'm so grateful to be here with everyone. I was going to share a teaching by Robert Adams, but instead I feel to just be in the stillness with you today. We are all here together, one reality, one consciousness, one being. Simply acknowledging within ourself of this one presence. Letting go into this silence, remaining alert, being in the present moment, right now, as this one presence. Remaining alert. Look and see what is the purpose for withdrawing the attention into this one presence, into pure awareness of being. When I withdraw attention into this pure awareness of being, the mind follows attention . So I'm taking the mind into this pure awareness. Which is infinite. And eternal by nature. Pure intelligence. Pure awareness is prior to I and other. That sense of I and other becomes neutralized. When you touch into the pure awareness, there is no longer an I thought. Notice this for yourself. Being still like a stone, not the slightest movement. and stay alert. As you abide in it, let go and relax while being alert. Let your entire body now relax and be encompassed by the blissful presence. The choice for peace sees the heart. This is how you know you have chosen peace. It is as if you see the heart in everyone you meet and in everyone you think of. It is as if you see through the heart into the world. So although the world has not changed, you know only its heart. This way of seeing is peace. and it comes through your decision to listen only to the voice of peace. Given from our Holy Spirit. The choice for peace sees the heart. This is how you know you have chosen peace. It is as if you see the heart in everyone you meet and in everyone you think of. It is as if you see through the heart into the world. So although the world has not changed, you know only its heart. This way of seeing is peace, and it comes through your decision to listen only to the voice of peace. The choice for peace sees the heart. This is how you know you have chosen peace. It is as if you see the heart in everyone you meet and in everyone you think of. It is as if you see through the heart into the world. So, although the world has not changed, you know only its heart. This way of seeing is peace, and it comes through your decision to listen only to the voice of peace. Thank you for joining for quote 208 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Don Acres. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today. I'm so grateful for being here with all of you. Hope everyone has a still day. Love you. Bye-bye.